Another California condor chick has died, the last of three born earlier this year in the wild. The chick was seen being pulled from its nest by its parents on Monday. Its body was retrieved by biologists yesterday. The five-month-old chick was born to adult condors that were raised in captivity and later released. The three condor chicks were the first to be born in the wild in 18 years. Mike Stockton is a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at the Hopper Mountain National Wildlife Refuge Complex in Ventura, California. Mike Stockton, has the cause of death in any of these three chicks been determined yet?
No, not 100%. We have some suspicions. We do have necropsy results from the first chick, which doesn't show much. We found a high concentration of copper, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything as of this yet. They're going to run some more tests on that as far as the metal is concerned. And we do know that it was not lead, as we might have suspected at one time. Now, the second chick that we just retrieved here last Friday revealed like a dozen bottle caps, shards of plastic and glass in the crop and stomach. So we think that might have had, the pathologist suspects anyway, that the death of the second chick could have been directly or indirectly caused because of that.
How common is it for condor chicks to die in their first year out in the wild?
Now, we've got to back up here a little bit. Now, we've never really done extensive studies with these condors in the wild like we have been doing the last 10 years. They were tracked, they were studied in the wild since the 30s off and on. But they're very hard to study when intensely like we are doing. You know, we were able to tag them and put transmitters on so we can follow them, and every single day we know what they're doing. So this is all kind of new. We're breaking new ground as we go. It is not uncommon for a chick to die. They're very vulnerable before they fledge and right after they fledge. They're the two most vulnerable times for them. So it's not really, you know, unheard of for them. Mm-hmm. To die in the wild like that.
You'd been working for a long time on this, 10 years. The birth of these three condor chicks was hailed as a real milestone for endangered species. What does this all mean for this entire rather expensive federal program?
Well, this is a positive thing. I mean, as sad as it is and as tragic as this has happened, it's not totally unexpected. If we look at it positively, which we do, the fact that we had three chicks born in the wild has been a wonderful experience for ourselves as well as the birds. I mean, this is something that we were looking forward to. There has always been doubt since the program began that these birds wouldn't do it. They don't have mentor birds, other birds to teach them and show them how. So these guys have had to learn on their own. The fact that they were able to pair up, bond, find the nest, lay eggs, and then incubate them properly for 58 days, hatch the chicks, and raise them at all is a great, great success story right there in itself.
And what's the general health of the condor population? Are they beginning to come back?
Oh, they're doing great. I mean, we got down to 22 birds back in 1987, and now we've got 75 condors that are in the wild and another 126 in captivity at the zoos. So, I mean, we're over 200 birds now, so I think that's a success. At least we've saved them from extinction, and we're on our way up.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stockton.
You bet.
Mike Stockton is a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Ventura, California.